I sat in on the Zoom call because it was my son's birthday. He refused to allow his sister's obligations to stop him from building his new Lego set exactly in the doorway of the playroom where she sits for class. I needed to make sure that his squeals of enthusiasm wasn't going to drown out the teacher, so I slid carefully into one of their kiddo chairs and aimed to keep out of the camera's way for the hour. Today's lesson, 9/11 for second graders. Neither of my kids have asked about the significance of my son's birthday being September 11th. On the morning of his birth, I asked the nurse, who had asked me if she could step out and make a call to wish her son a happy 12th birthday, what it was like for him to have a birthday and a day scarred with history. She said she'd asked him that once, and he had said, "Well, there's always a parade on my birthday, and no one ever forgets it." It made me feel a little better. However, this September 11th was on a day that my daughter has a weekly group meeting with all 20-odd students in squares on a computer screen. Reading and math groups are built into smaller, more manageable groups of four during the week, but these end-of-the-week meetings are a bit more chaotic. The students whom the teacher wants to speak to can unmute, and the students who are unmuted take their time to shine. For my daughter, this class adds insult to injury in her COVID-19 experience. She switched schools during the pandemic and knows only this group as sort of a Brady Bunch collage of faces. She remains optimistic, pointing out one girl in the lower corner of the screen before class started. She said, "I have a feeling me and her are going to be good friends someday." Starting off, my daughter's teacher asked the students what they knew about the day. My daughter said she didn't know anything about it. I grimaced. Ew, was that a parenting fail? Maybe. The other young voices had a couple of similar thoughts. There were bad people. It was sad. There were buildings. Now there aren't. It was all very sad indeed. Everyone agreed. The teacher absentmindedly kept saying 2011, but then he corrected himself after he realized that people who are 19 likely weren't born when this happened. Homework, optional of course, was to ask a trusted adult where they were on 9/11. "High school," I quipped to my daughter. "Everything changed after that." "Everything?" she asked. "Everything," I echoed. The teacher was going to show a short video. He said he spent a long time trying to find a video that wouldn't be too scary. I wasn't sure how that was going to happen. Turns out he did. It was sanitized. There were still frame shots of the building decaying against the bright blue sky. Then there was a transition to what was maybe an eagle and how firefighters were the real heroes without capes. The people who did this, well, they didn't like our way of being happy. The end. I readjusted in the too small chair out of frenetic indignancy. "Yeah, but that's a really simple way of summing it all up," I blurted out, suddenly hoping we were on mute. My daughter looked at me quizzically. "There's just a lot more to that," I said. During the video, a classmate had joined the Zoom. He had missed the discussion with others sharing what they knew about the day and the broad, broad strokes of something that changed everything. "Teacher," he said, "what you showed when I came in, what movie was that from?" From My So-Called Millennial Life, I'm Cassie McClure.